All I have is hot water, gas hot water, and it runs with no power. So I've been filling my tubs up, both bathrooms, shutting the door, trying to stop the pipes from freezing. When is it coming back on? I don't know. That's the thing, I don't know. I've driven around the neighborhood, they're not here working. They're not trying to fix anything here. So it's Sunday at 4 o'clock, watching the Charger game, power died. And I've been dealing with dropping temperatures since then, outside and inside.
Poor man, no power is not a good thing. How you doing with the extreme weather? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Over 180 million people affected by the weather. 50 states at one point during the day on Tuesday saw the thermometer dip below 32 degrees, the mercury, boom. That's what you were looking at. Schools, businesses closed for the second straight day. Single-digit temps that were recorded across the United States from Alabama to Minnesota. All kinds of records being shattered. And some people just tired of hanging indoors. Getting that cabin fever. For goodness sake, we just went through an ice storm. And also, in some places, a little bit of a blizzard. And now some of that snow is coming back in Buffalo. Another 14 inches on Tuesday. So cold, they said, forget the hockey game. Don't even come. Why even play? Stay home. We don't want anybody to suffer through hypothermia or something else. It's just too dang cold. And there are a few people in California and other parts of the world actually listening to America Tonight where they're quite comfortable, where it's warm right now, and they're not worried about being wrapped up in blankets or missing flights and cancellations. Because whether it was trains, planes, or automobiles, there were places where you had a hard time getting anywhere. The guy that you heard at the top was talking from his suburb in Indianapolis, but there were deaths that were reported, and that's in the state of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. There were two people that succumbed to heart attacks when they were shoveling snow. It's interesting because I talked about having to do that when there was a blizzard a few years ago when I was back in New Jersey, just over the bridge from Philadelphia. And I had a friend in Buffalo who said to me, make sure that you go out there and shovel a little bit at a time because you're getting socked in. You won't be able to get out, and it'll be too much snow for you to have to worry about, even to try to get somebody in to help you out with it. So just do that. Just do it every couple of hours. And unfortunately, those people, it overwhelmed them when they were shoveling it, and there were a lot of places that dealt with not just the bitter temperatures, but a lot of the white stuff as well. And that's why some roads were closed and people were told to stay off the roads. Amtrak had to use charter buses to get some people to where they were going. Three trains headed for Chicago and carrying about 500 people were delayed overnight. And while you had that, you had parts of western New York, I was mentioning, that were under the blizzard warnings because of the lake effect snow that was being blown around because you had wind gusts that were about 40 miles an hour. So then you get those drifts, you know, when people talk about the snow drifts, that you're looking at least a couple of feet. It's just nasty. It is nasty. So it brings up the question of just how cold is cold. When the polar bears at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago stay indoors, it's cold. It's cold. No one's going to the zoo. I don't care how much they bundle up, they're not going to the zoo. You have water pipes that are bursting, and that happened at a couple of airports, too. The Washington Reagan National Airport flooded one of the baggage claim areas. At GW University Hospital, flooding hit 33 of the patients' rooms. Boy, that'd be nasty trying to move people around. You had problems with blood supplies. See, there's things you don't even think about, too. So the American Cross was worried about that. They had 240 blood drives that were canceled in 23 states by Tuesday afternoon because of the weather. So then they're short. They said they were actually short by about 7,000 blood and platelet donations. In Kansas City, 250 kennels were full with animals that had been dropped off by their owners or that had been found abandoned in the snow. I just got to say this. What kind of person abandons their animal in the snow? What kind of person? Is that somebody you want to be around? I don't get it. There were people that swear when they were outside for just a short amount of time, icicles were forming on their hair. It is winter weather like no other. And it's getting colder in some places and getting a little bit warmer in other areas. It just depends in what state you live in of the 50 states. Because I mentioned Buffalo getting more weather that wasn't too great. And you have other people where it's starting to ramp up. And they're starting to see the temperatures dip down. But there's been a massive effect, and there's no question about it. The sad thing is the people that have died, like the people I mentioned snowing, that were shoveling snow, rather, or other people that have been killed as a result of something that was going on because of the weather. There was a woman who was found dead near her car in Ohio, and they felt as though she was stranded, and that's what happened in a very short amount of time. Sadly, there was a little one-year-old boy who was killed in Missouri when the car that he was in collided with a snowplow. A lot of the deaths happened on highways, but not all of them. And then there was hypothermia, exposure, all of that. That's why the emphasis on what are you doing when you're going outside? What are you wearing? I mean, this is a deadly polar vortex. I'm gripped. The Midwest is gripped by some of the coldest temps that they have seen in decades. And it's that old thing where you think you're okay, but wait a second, I'm really not, because my battery goes dead, I'm stuck somewhere, there is one of those snow drifts, and that's why there were so many people, there were so many mayors urging people to stay inside and not risk it, for goodness sake, and go out in the middle of some of the worst weather. Coming up on This Hour of America Tonight, coming up next, in fact, we're going to talk to Marita Noon about the light bulb. If you haven't gotten your stock of incandescent light bulbs, boy, you better run out and get them if that's the way you want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be paying through the nose for a new law that bans the manufacture of those light bulbs. So the new bulbs that you're using, the fluorescent bulbs, have a few problems of their own, not just the price tag. We're going to look at that with Marita Noon from townhall.com next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
Light bulb lately on America Tonight, and the reason why is because I know a lot of you are running out and you're stocking up on light bulbs, and there is more to this, and we're going to explain. Marita Noon is in our virtual green room. She's the executive director of Energy Makes America Great and the Allied Educational Organization, the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. And she actually is a columnist for townhall.com and a regular contributor to the Energy Tribune and a whole bunch of other things that would eat up all the time. But she wrote a great piece, and the piece was entitled, that I just read the other day, If You Like Your Light Bulb, You Can't Keep Your Light Bulb. So, Marita, first of all, Happy New Year. And explain the light bulb conundrum for people who don't understand what's going on.
Well, as of January 1, it is now illegal in America to manufacture or import incandescent light bulbs unless they meet a certain very high efficiency standard. So it has essentially become a ban on incandescent light bulb. And as you said in your introduction, that people are now hoarding these light bulbs. I was just this afternoon at Walmart with a girlfriend of mine who was unaware of the light bulb ban, so to speak, and she purchased the last of the 60-watt light bulbs on the shelf at our local Walmart.
Yeah, so what does this mean by no more incandescent light bulbs? As you say, your friend taking the last one off the shelf there. Well, what does that mean for people across America who might say, oh, well, listen, you know what? If it's better, isn't this better for our environment? I mean, isn't this the right road to go down? What's wrong with that scenario in that picture?
Well, it depends on your viewpoint, but if you believe in freedom of choice, if you believe in the free market, and if you believe in really, I think, what's best for the environment, you're going to support the incandescent light bulbs. And it's not so much that one light bulb is better than another light bulb. It depends on your viewpoint. Many people do not like the light that the compact fluorescent light bulb, the CFL, also known as the curly Q light bulb, mm-hmm. many people don't like the light that that bulb provides. Many people don't like the fact that it's not instant on. Many people don't like the fact that it's about 10 times the price of the average incandescent light bulb. And so when you look at a lot of people who in this current economy are really living truly hand to mouth, they've got a light bulb over their desk or over in their bathroom, that in their closet that goes out, and they go to replace that light bulb thinking they're going to be able to buy a box of four light bulbs for a dollar, as my friend did today at Walmart, and instead they're forced to pay about $5 a light bulb, they're going to be shocked, and they're going to be unhappy. And to me, that is something that is extreme micromanagement of the government. I don't oppose the new expensive light bulbs. The new LEDs, the light-emitting diodes, are about $19 for one light bulb. And if you can afford that and that's the choice you want to make, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is the government creating first a false energy crisis by shutting down coal-fired power plants and then telling us you must use energy-efficient light bulbs because we're going to have an energy crisis.
Yeah, so who wins in this? In this case, because it's outrageous the amount, the difference in what you're paying for. You think of how many lights are in a house. And so as a consumer, it's crippling to a lot of people because it would be ridiculous every time you have to replace them, right?
Exactly. And that's really the problem with it. And who wins is the light bulb manufacturers. I didn't go into this in my particular column because it wasn't the theme of my column. My theme of the column is really about government regulation. But what I discovered in my research is that really the light bulb manufacturers pushed for this 2007 law that didn't actually finally go into effect until January 1, 2014, 7 years later, after it was signed into law by George W. Bush. But the light bulb manufacturers actually pushed for these changing regulations, this changing law, because it allows them a higher profit per light bulb than they were able to make on the incandescent bulb.
And somehow, because now, as you mentioned, this happened a few years ago. This whole thing came to pass a couple of years ago, and somehow everybody missed it. Is it because there's so much happening with the government, frankly, that this kind of got buried until recently, now that it's kicked in?
Yeah, and in fact, you mentioned it's gotten buried until recently. My research shows that only about 28% of Americans are aware that this is even happening. And my friend I had lunch with today is one of those. When I told her about it, I said, oh, I'm doing all these radio interviews on the light bulb ban. And she's like, the light bulb ban? What are you talking about? So most people are not aware of this and won't be aware until they actually go into the store and can't buy light bulbs. Now, the 100 watt and 75 watt have already been off the shelves for a year plus. And now the 60 and 40 watts are gone as well.
Is this part of that whole green movement that while on the surface, if you say to me, hey, you know, Kate, you don't recycle? I mean, really, are you going to help future generations? But then when you dive deeper, who's making the money on the green initiative and what are the failures in the green sector? And of course, we could talk about that for an hour. And there's a big green movement because guess what? Some other people profit on the other side, correct?
That is exactly true, and it's nice that you brought that up because I, along with my researcher, Christine Lacatus, have written on this particular topic more, I believe, than any other single entity in America. I have an entire section of my website at energymakesamericagreat.org dedicated to what I call President Obama's green energy crony corruption scandal. And if your viewers saw 60 Minutes on Sunday night, which they probably didn't because they're probably watching football, but if they saw the 60 Minutes program on Sunday night, they saw Wesley Stahl talking about all of these failures. And we've traced this, and the fact of the matter is that there are more than 50 taxpayer-funded green energy projects that have already gone bankrupt or are circling the drain. And the light bulb are a part of that whole process. And you mentioned about recycling, that your friends say, Kate, you don't recycle. You know what? These new light bulbs, you have to recycle them. Of course, most people probably will just throw them in the trash. But because they contain mercury, there's a whole procedure you're supposed to go through should you break one, drop it on the ground, or when it does burn out and they don't last as long as they're supposed to last, as they claim, there's a whole procedure you're supposed to go through to dispose of them because of the mercury.
Yeah, and how many people do you think are going to do that?
Not too many. Not too many.
Because we won't even know. A lot of people, now there's people listening to us and maybe they'll remember that, but they might read an article or two or it pops up somewhere, but a lot of people aren't going to remember it, so then it's even more deadly. And what's really deadly besides that part of it is what it's going to cost to light up your house. What do you think it'll cost versus, you know, having the incandescent light bulb versus now you have to go the other way?
Well, it's astronomically higher. The New York Post did a story where they present that the average house has 100 light bulbs in it. Now, when I wrote that in my column, or quoted them in my column on townhall.com, which is where it's first posted every Sunday, people commented, what kind of house are these people living in? And I've not added up my house, but like I've got 4 in my office, 4 in my guest room, 4 in my bathroom, and you know, in the closet. So let's just go with their figure. If you have 100 light bulbs, in 2007 when the law was passed, the average incandescent light bulb was 25 cents a bulb. And they cite that that would have then cost you $25 to equip your entire house with light bulbs. But now at $5 a light bulb, equipping your house with light bulbs is going to cost you $500. So maybe you don't have 100 light bulbs in your house, but you can still extrapolate out the idea of the difference in what it's going to cost you. And there's some varieties. They're not all $5 now. There are some that are less. But you're still looking at least 10 times what you're accustomed to paying for a light bulb.
Yeah, and I think that there's going to be some more people that have big sticker shock when it comes to this. And then, of course, we didn't even talk about this, but you talk about it in your piece, and it's true. What happened to those factories, the factories we had that were manufacturing the light bulbs? What happened to them? And then now where do we get all these bulbs from?
None of these new light bulbs are being manufactured in the United States. The majority are being manufactured in, of course, China. So we've lost those jobs, which were really good-paying jobs in the communities that depended on those factories.
Terrible. All right, Marita Noon, thanks so much. Check her out at townhall.com. We'll talk to you again down the road.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
so each and every show, we talk about how many emails we get. It's mind-blowing, I'm telling you. Sometimes I'm just going to take the camera and film it and show you. It's always redlining. It's crazy. So without grandstanding about it, the deal is if you want to get to us, the way to shake the stick is to go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. The weather dominating many of the emails that we've gotten. So let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Sir James, who says, "Hello, my princess. I must tell you that it is no fun being buried in the snow. As a kid, sledding and skiing and fooling around and having the day off, it was the bomb. I listened for my numbers. I heard you talking about that. I listened for my numbers all the time. But now, as an adult, having to get into work and really not having the excuse of, geez, I just can't get there because they don't want to hear about it, it's no fun. I think the thing I hate the most is just flat out the snow, not being able to see, the cold temperatures, and then what happens when everything melts and you deal with the slush. In fact, that's just as bad. What do you think?" Well, if you're asking me about the slush side, which is what I think he had a slash to the slush, yeah. I mean, who wants to deal with slush? Are you kidding? Of course not. If you're walking in it, you jump off the curb, and then you jump into a puddle, and it's all that crap is there, all that slushy nonsense. It's kind of ruins your pants, your jeans, whatever. No, I don't like slush. Absolutely not. And of course, I haven't been living in that weather. I have many times in my life. I've lived in the Midwest, loved it, loved living in California, loved living in the Southwest and the East Coast. I've lived in every part, every sector of the United States at some point, and I can see all the greatness of this country and the things that every place had to offer. And I would agree with the fact that Sir James says, yeah, when you're a kid, it's fun. Of course it's fun. We would, like, beat our sleds up. We had one of those flexible flyers, and I think we wore out the whole, the name where it said flexible, because my brother and I would just pound those sleds along with everybody else in the neighborhood, and we got a bunch of snow, and I love that quietness. You're like a kid, and you're out there, and you're just sledding, snowball fights, all that. Yeah, it's the best. It is not fun when you have to commute in it, no, because then you got to dig the car out, then you got to make sure that you dig around the house because of the sidewalks and what could happen if somebody slips and falls. So, you know, absolutely, probably most people would agree. Now, if you're out skiing and you're just playing around and you can just enjoy it, of course, that's a whole different thing, too. This one from Bob listening to us in Florida, and he says, ha, 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 it is very warm in Florida, and I have to say, so proud of my boys, the Seminoles. Amazing JW in the last moments of that game. He goes off into history, collecting the Heisman and the national title at the same time. I think we're going to be celebrating down here for at least the rest of the week. Well, yeah, last BCS Bowl, playoffs next year, Florida State, no doubt, huge comeback and the final moments of the game. So once again, we have a thrilling comebacker where they're down 18 points. You know, I get a ton of sports mags, and today, the one I got in the mail was the ESPN. They have that big magazine, and it's got on the cover story of the season, and it talks about Florida State, and it's got how every BCS bowl game will end, and talks about the top-ranked Florida State's Heisman-winning quarterback, Jameis Winston, and his face is on the cover of the magazine. As far as I know, there's no ESPN jinx, by the way, like there is with Sports Illustrated. They say if you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated, look out because you're bound to tank. Hey, speaking of, just a quick note here, because I've got a question from Sal about the Olympics. In fact, I'll go to his email first. Sal says, Kate, can't wait till we get to hear about the Olympics. Will you be doing your medal challenge again? I remember the year you did that, and I think it's now been a couple of years, if I'm right. But I can remember taking a guess and getting the updates on the Olympics, and I thought it was really cool. Yeah, we'll do something, for sure we'll do something with the Olympics, and it's probably just going to be a medal count. How many golds, how many for the U.S., how many golds, how many bronze, how many silver, how many bronze. We'll probably do that. That makes sense. And it's coming up, and the conversation about Sochi is the security. How secure is it going to be? There's a big worry over these bombs that have gone off essentially in Russia, some of them not too far. There have been three different incidents, some of them not too far from where the Olympics will be, but I think it's going to be so locked down that there's always the fear that there'll be an attempt, but I don't know that they'll be able to get near the Olympic Village. But then you think about all the people milling around, yeah, and that's in the beginning of February. We're almost there. We're almost at the Olympics. Hard to believe, isn't it? So with the Olympics, here's your update. Lindsey Vonn, downhill skier, not going to be in the Olympics this time around. Not going to be in the Olympics. Dumping out. You know, she had problems with her knee. I could be wrong about that, but I want to say it was her knee. And she wasn't going to take the chance of, you know, she couldn't do it. she was tuning up to it, but she couldn't do it. So that is a big, big story, not to have her there. And people know her now also as Tiger Woods' girlfriend, but forget that for a second. It's I think about the fact that she's not going to be competing, because she was definitely an Olympic hopeful for the U.S., and that's a little bit of a bite. I still think the U.S. is going to win most of the medals. I mean, win the most in the totals overall. But, you know, we'll see. There are certainly some superior athletes out there in some of the Olympic sports that'll be featured. And, you know, we've talked about this before. What are the Olympic sports that should be there versus some of the ones that are there? And do you even know who some of the Olympic athletes are? And we'll introduce you to some of those. But she's out. Vaughn is out for the games, but there's still some others who are on the team, the U.S. ski team for the ladies, that are fully capable of meddling. And it was her right knee that gave her so many problems, and she's certainly a big star, and she's gone. All right, let's go to this one from Brad. Brad says, boy, I am so tired of cold weather, I cannot tell you. I live just outside of Chicago. The office was closed one day, open the next. Most people are electing just to work from home. I'm one of those people. But then you start to climb the walls, and I just cannot wait for spring. I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a very long winter. I think it's going to be a long winter, too, and that's the prediction, where this is not going to be the first, the last of this Arctic blast or snow in some of the usual places, the nooks and crannies where we see it. It's just the places where they normally don't get it are seeing it. Even Florida getting the warmer or colder temperatures, rather, because the concern over citrus, you get to, you know, 30, you got to start worrying about those Florida oranges and grapefruits. A couple of hours of that and you could be toast. Luckily, there were reports about concerns over it, but not big reports of tanking the crop because it's starting to warm up. And right before Christmas, it was like 90 degrees. So you go from 90 to in the 30s or even 40. And it sounds crazy to the people listening in North Dakota and people listening in Illinois and Missouri. But that's cold for that area. So what they're growing, that's, you gotta do something about it. You gotta cover it up and do what they can. Of course, they have acres and acres of it. You can't do that. They do try to cover it sometimes, but sometimes it's also impossible to get to the amount of crops that you would have to get to actually save. And a lot of times it's those orange groves that take the biggest hit. This one, our last one, from Eve, who says, I am so tired of the politicians who just seem to grandstand. They can't find money for this. They can't find money for that. And now they're playing with people's lives, hanging in the balance when it comes to extending unemployment benefits. You got to be kidding me that they can't figure out a way to cut something else. What a disgrace. I don't care if they're a Democrat or a Republican. They should extend those benefits. There are legitimately people who are having a tough time finding work. And the contrary statements about finding a job in McDonald's just don't work because they can't even get those jobs in McDonald's. Well, you said it. It's about cutting it from someplace else and the refusal to do that, which then leads up to the battle, which then is part of the discussion. Well, does the Senate pass it? Then what about the House? And the tug of war that I think is going to continue for the next couple of days. Stay with us.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producers done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Second and third turn as we skate toward the exits here on America Tonight, mixing in a little odds and ends. How about this? The IRS with a new report that shows that ID theft doubled in 2013. You know, of everything that you have to watch out for, this is one thing that you don't want to happen to you, but yet a lot of people fall victim to this. And in some cases have no idea. They launched almost 1,500 criminal investigations into identity theft last year. And what they're saying is, this is numbers that they released on Tuesday, that there's a 66% increase from the previous year. That's not good. 66%? That's an ugly number. You only want to hear 66% if you're like the president and it's approval ratings, or you're a member of Congress, and then you're shocked. 66%. But you want to hear that about people stealing Social Security numbers to claim tax refunds. The numbers, though, when you look across the board and what they compared them to, and what the IRS has said, is that they flagged 14.6 million suspicious tax returns since 2011. And they blocked about 50 bill in refunds, realizing as they went through it that this something wasn't right. So there's one thing they're doing. It's trying to stop the identity theft. Thank goodness. This happened to someone in my family. And they didn't get the refund, but it was a nightmare to try to untangle somebody else having their Social Security numbers, and it caused big delays for them, and it was really a hassle. In 2012, they issued about $4 billion in refunds and sent out a total of 655 tax refunds to a single address in Lithuania, and 343 refunds went to one address in Shanghai. I mean, I don't know. Is nobody checking that? Of all the people that are being hired, they hired an army, for goodness sake, to crack the whip over our heads if you didn't get affordable health care, if you didn't have health care. And now nobody realizes that they sent all that money to Lithuania or to Shanghai. Nobody noticed, this is interesting. Don't we have a bunch of refunds going out to the same place? So you wonder, it's like progress, is the e-filing thing and everything's electronic, if any of that's been affected by it, the explosion of filing that way instead of the whole snail mail thing. I would not want to be on the other end of that. And last year, 438 people, they say, were sentenced in identity theft cases. So, and you get 2 months in prison, maybe, to 26 years. 26 years. That had to be the ring that they cracked. They did crack a ring, and that was good. But, boy, oh, boy. Especially when you want those refunds, there could be nothing more stressful than to be questioned about it. And to realize that somebody's walking around, in their pocket, they have your Social Security numbers. Because that's the one piece of info you don't want somebody else to have. And it's the scariest thing when it happens, because it's like lightning how quickly they run away with the numbers and are able to access so many things about you and have access to your finances. Something that a lot of people are talking about, I think into the weekend we're going to see this, and he's going to be a guest on a lot of talk shows. In fact, we'll try to get him on America Tonight. The former Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, has a memoir that's about to come out. It's published. And he really criticizes the president's leadership style, apparently, the commitment to the Afghanistan war, saying that the president lost faith in his own strategy. And one point in the book, you know, this is like a leak. They're leaking out some information to get people interested. He said for him, it's all about getting out. And he kind of broke from what you normally hear and tries to paint some inside baseball of what it was like in the war room and whatnot. So the book is called Duty Memoirs of a Secretary at War, and it's coming out on the 14th. And he writes about the deployment of the troops and stabilizing Afghanistan, and talks about a lot of things related to the military and some of the decisions that were made, and even talks about George W. Bush, and then talks about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and said that she was smart, idealistic, but pragmatic, tough-minded, funny, a valuable colleague, and said nothing but great things about Clinton. And this is a guy who worked at the CIA, National Security Council, and talked about some of the things that happen in those different positions, too. I don't know. I think that could be a good read, because I'd be curious to hear what his take was on some of the people that have been hired. I'd be curious to hear what his take on the NSA and Ed Snowden and terrorism, and how much it's hurting terrorism or not. And would he embrace him or not, give him amnesty, in other words, coming back to the United States? I think the book certainly should sell okay. And maybe with Afghanistan wrapping up next year and the curiosity about it, maybe better than I think, he'll make the rounds on the Sunday talk shows for sure. And I think there'll be I think there'll be some interest in what Gates has to say because of our policies, Iraq and then Afghanistan. And, you know, we had recently Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, on, and he talked about policies with Iran and things that are missing and things that we're not paying attention to that he thinks will be costly and lead to something happening again on our soil. And that's the question that anyone in Gates' position would be asked over and over and over and over again. Are we any safer? And what are the dangerous, what are considered to be the dangerous things that we're not dealing with maybe in the United States? And what are the targets? Everybody wants to know about that, especially after in 2013, what happened at the Boston Marathon. Nobody expecting that. And is it more homegrown terrorists, or are we talking about still terror groups trying to plot here in the United States? And that's scary to think of. In the back of our minds, I think for a long time, we would think about what happened with, you know, September 11th, what happened on 9/11, and hoping to never see a day like that. And thank goodness, knock on wood, we have not seen that. But a lot of people in the terrorism expert game, where they're advising people, where they're running big cities, where they run security companies, are saying, watch out, because there are some serious, serious holes that have not been plugged, that have not been plugged. And finally, here's our last odds and ends moment on America Tonight. And that is, we bounced around talking about the weather and talking about what happened when it comes to extending unemployment benefits and whatnot, mix that all in. And finally, our last thought here is a sad one. Four airmen died in a crash, on the UK coast, and they're looking into some of the particulars of it. But what they do know, and according to the release that I got, is that the helicopter was going from a British base. It crashed. The four people on board died on the North Sea coast of England. And that's rough. The Pentagon doesn't have much of an update on the official status of those on board. But they're going to let everybody know more specifics once the next of kin, of course, is notified about it. So our thoughts and prayers with those family members for sure. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.